This is your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Briles. On the show today, you'll find out where book publishing is going and how to take advantage of it. How to identify and avoid publishing predators. What opportunities are emerging as the book trade evolves in new forms. How to avoid losing money, and much, much more. Join us now as a variety of publishing pros will deliver insights and strategies to take the author to the next level of publishing. It's your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Brought to you by Author U and The Book Shepherd. And now, here's your host, Dr. Judith Briles.
Well, welcome back to another edition of Author U, Your Guide to Book Publishing, and we're actually going to be covering something we have never done before. In the 3 years we've been on the air, there's been hints around it, people have mentioned it, but we've never really focused on a show on it, so I'm really looking forward to deep diving into our special topic and having a brand new guest who hasn't been with us today. But I also want to just do a shout out to all of you who took the time to send thank you. I had a big birthday over this weekend, heard from a lot of you on, and what was even more fun, on Saturday morning, 20 authors came to my door at 9 o'clock with goodies, snacks, shares, coffee was put on, and we just had a fun morning just brainstorming and celebrating books. So that was a great way to start off the weekend as we went forward with. All right, so here's the topic we're going to do today. It's called piracy, and I can't tell you how many times I've had an email, I've had a phone call from an author who just, something like this. You know, I was doing a Google search and I was putting my book in, and you're not going to believe this, I found it for sale by someone else I have never heard of, and it's my book. How did it get there? Well, that's the topic today. I mean, was it stolen? Was someone just buying it and reselling it like a merchant? Or were they actually lifting it and republishing it and taking whatever monies might be coming that way? We're going to find out how that works, what you can do about it. And what I love is that when you can deep dive into those topics is that, you know, you can have experts that from a legal side to say you can do this and this. But, you know, what I love in addition to that kind of thing is I really like to have someone who has walked it, who has been on the plank, so to speak, and survived. And what's the awareness? What do you do when it happens? What steps should you take legally, personally, professionally? And how do you recover from this kind of stuff? So with that being said, we're going to jump into that. And I want to introduce Rhonda Rees. And Rhonda actually, you know, is not a neophyte to publishing. In fact, she is a well-known PR specialist. She's the author of Profit and Prosper with Public Relations. And she lives, maybe she'll give us a few of the insider secrets to making our PR a success for ourselves as authors in books. But she actually did one of those searches one day, and it was for her own book, and all of a sudden discovered it was out there being offered free by someone she had never heard of. And with that, let's bring Rhonda on. Hi, Rhonda. How are you today?
Just fine. How are you, Judith?
I'm excellent. Recovering
great,
from
great.
The crud.
And the I want to wish you a happy, happy birthday, a little bit belated, but it sounds like you had a great birthday.
Yeah, we did. We did. Actually, you know what? I have to tell you that I'm a movie buff, and with Oscars coming up, we have our big Oscar party our friends do. So I was deciding, who am I dressing as this year? And so we did a blitz of movies on Sunday watching, and we watched Steve Jobs, and we watched Spotlight, and we watched Trumbo. And I loved them all, but I really, Trumbo so resonated with me. Bryan Cranston is up for the Best Actor award, and he was, he's playing Dayton Trumbo, who was the best screenwriter in America in the 40s. But he was blacklisted, went to jail for his political beliefs. and it was all the nuances and the shenanigans. So for my Oscar party, I'm going as Hedda Hopper, who
Ooh.
Was one nasty broad. Whoa! But I have some outrageous
wow.
hats. So that's where I'm
well,
going.
Well, it sounds very, very interesting. But to get back to our topic today, yes, I had recently published my PR book, and mm-hmm. I was in the midst of my promotions. I did run some detailed Google searches, and to my shock and surprise, there were more than one website offering my book for free. And what was really, really disheartening is that my book was copyrighted, trademarked, and registered. And so right away, I was in shock, and once I kind of calmed down from the shock, the first thing I did was I notified the company that trademarked my book, and unfortunately, the book was only trademarked in the U.S., and a lot of these pirating sites out there are from
yeah.
overseas.
Yeah, and you know what, Rhonda? That's the first thing that most authors, they always think that if I, even if, you know, if I copyright file with the U.S. Copyright Office, that I'm protected globally, and you need
right.
to step away from that immediately. It's only U.S. And if Rhonda, you said you trademarked your book
yes.
as well. What did you trademark?
Well,
I
trademarked the title of my book, and then I got it registered, and I also trademarked the company name and things like that. So I really went the extra mile. But I thought maybe the legal people connected to the trademarking could have some kind of pull. But what happened was I found out, unfortunately, like many authors, I was on my own. And what really shocked me was when I looked at my book being offered, I saw hundreds of other books being offered at the same time. And it just like a light bulb went on, and I thought, oh my God, I bet these people don't know that their books are being given away for free. So what I did immediately was I contacted some computer savvy colleagues just to run it by them. And I did, and they recommended that I run something called a Whois search, where you look on the website of the unscrupulous companies, and you just try to glean any information about them you can think of, and then what happens next is you look through all that, and there is a procedure that you have to follow. I tried to find who the web hosting company was. I sent them some information, and it turns out that what you really, really need to do is send something called a DMCA takedown notice. And that stands for Digital Millennium Copyright Act and Takedown Notice. But this particular notice or letter or email has to be worded very, very carefully. And there are companies out there that will help you word that letter. But what was very fortunate is I searched the web further, and I came across something from a website called ipwatchdog.com, and a patent attorney named Gene Reynolds has a sample letter there with a template that you can follow pretty much to the letter and insert your own information. And if you send that carefully worded takedown notice, then the web hosting company is obligated within 24 hours to notify the unscrupulous people and get them to take down your information.
So, you know, and that's really critical. So let me just, I'm going to repeat a couple of things.
Sure.
For our listeners, the website that Rhonda has mentioned is called IP, that's Igloo Paul, ipwatchdog.com.
Correct.
Yeah, there's a sample letter there, so it's copy-paste time, everybody.
Yes, that saved me because I'll tell you, Judith, I tried on my own to write what I thought was my own version of a takedown notice, and it got rejected by the web hosting company 3 times to say, this isn't worded properly, we can't do anything, you've got to do it correct. So I was really, this was, you know, and the main thing for authors to think about is to try to stay calm. This is a very upsetting situation.
It's a violation. It's this theft. Your stuff is stolen.
Oh yeah.
You know, you don't know what to do. I mean, it's horrible when that happens.
It is, and I think most people the first tendency is to get angry, probably, and maybe say some things you might regret. But you have to if what's so comforting was to have this takedown notice already done up, and you basically cut and paste it, insert your own information. Now, what is very frustrating about this situation is there is a law in place that unfortunately protects these cyber criminals because the web hosting company is aware of who they are so that they can notify them to take it down. However, the web hosting company is not at liberty to tell someone like myself, who is the author and the publisher of this book. Mm-hmm. I thought being the publisher, I'd have a little bit of clout where they would be forced to let me know, but they're not. Mm-hmm. And so this really is unbelievable. It's one of those silent crimes that doesn't leave any fingerprints.
Well, it's a different type of white collar crime, although I don't know if I'm going to call it white collar, because who knows what color the collar is that's doing this stuff, or what country it comes from. As you know, Rhonda, this is a global issue.
It is a global issue. Now, when I looked around the website to try to glean any information, I saw something, I believe, that said the Netherlands on this one particular site. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to, I have nothing against the Netherlands at all. My niece actually lives in the Netherlands. But it's that they come from all over the world. And they prey on people. And it's so widespread, and it's a very, very, very big problem. So what happened is, finally, when I actually found out who the web hosting company was, and I phoned them, and I talked to them, and when I found out that they weren't at liberty to tell me who these people were, it was just incredible. So basically, I said to them, I said, well, I'll tell you what, you give those people a message from me. I said, they're messing with the wrong person, because I've got a big background in public relations, and I'm going to do a campaign about this, and you may see yourself on the 6 o'clock news. So that's just what happened.
This is your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Briles. And we'll be right back with more great information right after these. Give your book the best shot at getting buzz before it's even released. JKS Communications has been leading the book publicity industry for more than a decade. From producing some of the earliest book trailers to recently creating what Shelf Awareness calls the world's longest book tour, our team of publicists work tirelessly, smart, and with the goal of getting you the best attention possible. Our family of publicists come from journalism and publishing backgrounds with great experience and a passion for books. And our family of authors all across the globe are supportive of one another. We read your book and talk to you to understand your goals and lifestyle before sending you a proposal. We only represent books and authors that we believe in. Let's get going. Go online at jkscommunications.com.
Is there a book in you, or another author you will show you how to create, develop, and publish your book without being hoodwinked? If you already have a book out, you'll find a supportive and brainstorming community that's connected and creative no matter where you live. Author U brings in national experts for its book camps and annual author extravaganza held each May. It has regular meetings and delivers webinars for its members on timely topics. Through Author U's extensive network, members enjoy exclusive benefits, including significant discounts for a variety of services necessary to publishing. The Resource, its online book publishing news magazine, is content heavy and it's free. If you want to create a book that has pizzazz, punch, and panache, Author U is for you. If you're a hobbyist or a casual author, it's not. Join Author U today through its website at authoru.org. Follow Author U on Twitter at Author U and on Facebook at Author U, where timely author and publishing tips and articles are posted daily. Author U, where the author goes to become seriously successful.
First impressions are everything in the world of book publishing. Whether your book is an ebook, a print version, or both, your book cover needs to pop, sizzle, and sparkle to immediately capture the attention of your audience. And your book's interior needs to be just as dynamic and reflect the professionalism your readers demand. Nick Selinger of NZ Graphics has won numerous national and international book awards for his cover designs and interior layouts. With over 20 years of experience in graphic design, he knows what it takes to create award-winning books and the many promotional pieces that authors need, such as posters, banners, postcards, one-sheets, business cards, logos, and more. Visit ncgraphics.com and see what authors and publishers have to say about their award-winning books and how NZ Graphics can make your book the success it was meant to be. That's ncgraphics.com.
Welcome back to Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. If you want to write and publish a book, if you want to be successful as an author, Your Guide to Book Publishing, Everything You Want to Know But Didn't Know What to Ask, is for you. Stay tuned and you'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now to get you published. So let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Dr. Judith Briles.
Well, what Rhonda Reeves, who is a publicist and usually works with other authors, all of a sudden found herself in a situation as an author of her own book, Profit and Prosper with Public Relations, that her stuff had been, her book had been stolen, lifted by an entity she had never heard of. And she just happened to stumble upon it one day. And she mentioned at the beginning of the last segment about doing a who is, W-H-O-I-S, all together, who is. So I wanted her to come back to that because this is something that you all need to understand, that when you're on a website and you want to know who the details are, who's the backbones of it, you can actually dig down a little bit while you're right there on the website. So, Rhonda, jump on that for me.
Yes. Well, a who is search is to help you find out specific information about these bogus websites. It'll tell you who the domain name belonged to, where and when it was registered, and when their internet address would expire. So it gives you, and sometimes you can also find out the web hosting company, which is key, so that you could send them the DMCA takedown notice.
Mm-hmm. That you're all going to go to ipwatchdog.com and download so you have it in your files.
Yes, because as I say, trial and error, I tried a few times and I was rejected, and that just makes you even more frustrated.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then you're also wondering, I mean, I had a personal situation where I had an entire book lifted also. And it was being sold in Belgium and France, Canada. You know, my name is on it, but the whole book. And you know, I came to the conclusion that good old McGraw-Hill kept selling it after I took my rights back.
I hate to interrupt, but I want to mention something. I don't know if this made me more vulnerable or not, but shortly before this happened, Amazon asked a question whether or not I wanted to open up the sales of my book outside of the U.S. It sounded like a great idea at the time, and I said yes, but I don't know. You know, I had protected my book here in the U.S., but at that time, it never occurred to me that maybe other people could get a hold of it somehow. So I'm not saying that that's the reason, but you just never know.
You know, Rhonda, I'm going to probably squelch that one. That look at that these people are they're like a virus, and they're out there scurrying and looking around. And you know, once they can get any book. I mean, they can buy the book and scan the whole sucker and turn it loose again.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, and that is what happened to me. You're probably wondering, you know, how did this happen? Well, that's exactly what happened. They got it, they scanned it, they made a PDF file of it. They also, on one of the bogus websites, they were a little bit clever. They took the cover of my book, and then they wrote some very fine print on top of it to make it slightly different than the original.
Oh.
And obviously, which was very interesting. And now, the one thing to mention to your audience is that once you are successful in getting them to take down your information, it's very common for something else to pop up somewhere else with someone else. And so, you know, it's almost like a cancer, you know. It can pop up again for you. And
oh, so now we're playing whack-a-mole, huh?
Exactly. And so just to give you an idea, the first website that did this claimed that they had given away 600 copies of my book. A second website that I saw claimed that it was 1,500 copies. And then there was others. Now, whether or not they're truly giving away all those copies is anybody's guess. It makes it sound like they are, but maybe a little later in your program I can tell you the reason behind why they do these types of things.
Well, I think it's a great lure. I sincerely doubt they're giving away 1,500 copies, or maybe they don't care. But we need to find. But one of the questions I think I really want you to address is: are they selling copies, or is it always free? And then, of course, we want to get into, so why would they do free? Ah, well, there's reasons for that. So we're going to hit on that before we end our show today, too.
Yes, yes, yes. I definitely wanted to come back and explain those reasons to you, for sure. But one thing people can also do is that it's a good idea to have the authors notify through social media and their email contacts and their other traditional ways of doing things to let people know that, you know what, I haven't offered my book for free. Because what happens is there's two different types of piracy out there. One is intentional and one is unintentional. And so it's very, very interesting, because what happens is intentional, we already know what that one is. It's, it's for mass illegal distribution. But the unintentional one is for educational purposes partly. Many teachers think that because they're educators, they're free to give away anything, just as long as it falls within the educational line. And sometimes bloggers think that if someone sends them a book for review, there's no harm in giving it away to all their readers. So, you know, here we have an unintentional situation. So I think it's very, very important for your authors to maybe put a line or a sentence or something to say, this book is not meant for distribution or whatever, to protect yourself, because you may be the victim of unintentional piracy.
Well, there's also, I mean, I think it's almost assumed that if you give your book to a blogger, that they can do anything they want with it, actually. That's kind of an unwritten rule, including resell it, by the way.
Okay.
So if your intent, you know, this is for authors, that if your intent is that they cannot give it away, that they cannot resell it, you could put the label on it, but I'm also going to tell you, you may not get a review, period. Okay? I'm just going to throw that out there. Okay.
Well, you know, and the one thing about this is this is a situation that has been plaguing many industries. Obviously, book publishing now is one of them, but I've been doing some research on this, and the good news about this situation for the book publishing industry is that it's a lot less than what is going on in the entertainment and music industries.
Mm-hmm.
So even though thousands and thousands of authors are being affected by this, it isn't quite as widespread as the other type of piracy, but it's a crime where the average person is hit and not just the famous recording artists or celebrities.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, you may find yourself even more vulnerable as the average person is versus the celebrity that has some deep pockets to go after them. Just to throw that on the table.
Right. And, you know, there's organizations out there that definitely want to help people, want to hear more about what happens if this has happened to you. When I started my campaign, I really made good on the threat. And the first thing I did is I notified the Channel 4 News here in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and an investigative reporter, Randy McElwain, came to my home and he interviewed me and he put it on the air, and it literally was on the 6 o'clock news. And then I went ahead and used the rest of my PR skills and got out there with the word, mm-hmm. and I wrote mm-hmm. some feature articles, and I sent out press releases, and I entered contests, and I ended up becoming publicist of the year for this campaign on online piracy. So I
good is that? That's
but,
hot.
Yeah, but the whole thing was I felt like I really and truly needed to use my training to help myself and other people. And while this was going on, after that broadcast aired, I heard from some organizations. The Global IP Center in Washington, D.C., which is a affiliate mm-hmm. of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, got a hold mm-hmm. of me. They're mm-hmm. working tirelessly to help mm-hmm. with this issue. Mm-hmm. I also connected with the Authors Guild of America. And there was a counterfeit report company that puts out a newsletter that warns people about dangerous goods and fakes. And they actually put a little something about my book saying, this is the real book and this is what the fake thing is, because they took one of those to show to the people.
Perfect.
And there was also a company called Piracy Trace. And they help people with their software. If you want to, they have, I think, a free trial, and you can try them out. And they'll scan the internet and let you know if anybody is plagiarizing your work.
Okay, so hold that thought.
Hold that thought.
We're going to need to take one more break, because I'd like to come back and ask a couple questions on Piracy Trace and then get into some of these real critical steps. This is Author You, Your Guide to Book Publishing. I'm Judith Browse, and my guest today is Rhonda Rees, and we're talking about piracy, as in your book.
This is Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Briles. And we'll be right back with more great information right after these.
Want to publish like a pro today? Well, then take a look at Ingram Spark, the only publishing platform that offers print and ebook services through a single source. Upload, edit, and manage titles all in one place. Take more control of printing costs with Print on Demand, and reach even more readers through one of the world's most extensive distribution networks. Built by independent publishers for independent publishers, Ingram Spark has everything you need to maximize your book's potential: color printing, ebook distribution, print on demand, global reach, and more. Start publishing with Ingram Spark today and see just how far your titles will go tomorrow. That's IngramSpark.com.
Many of us have dreamed of writing a book.
Some of us even have.
Then the hard work starts.
you'll need an editor.
Who will design the cover or typeset the pages?
Who will format the ebook?
If you're a business owner, consultant, or coach with a serious message and expertise to share, the team of experts at 1106 Design can guide you through the maze.
They've helped more than 1,000 authors create top-quality books and avoid the not-so-reputable self-publishing companies.
Learn more at 1106design.com.
Then call Michelle at 602-866-3226. 1106 Design.
When Ned Thompson and Harry Shore started Thompson Shore in 1972, they believed employees with great character would make up the best company. They were right. They hired people who were not only experts in bookmaking, but who were obsessed with quality and delivering exceptional customer service. Almost 40 years later, Thompson Shore remains a 100% employee-owned company. Ned and Harry knew that successful customer projects are a direct result of empowered employees. We specialize in all books for large and small publishers. Creating beautiful and well-made books, we're dedicated to pleasing our customers by making the experience a good one from start to finish. The personal touch we have with our customers allows us to be innovative in solving their most difficult challenges. Our platform also ensures that we can remain flexible to meet our customers' unique needs and expectations. Our marketing kit can create buzz for your title, enhancing the promotion of your book during infancy. When you need to test the market to gauge your future sales, we can provide digitally printed books that will transition seamlessly into a larger offset run. From ebook to hard copy to delivery, our skillful customer service teams are at the ready to answer your most pressing questions. At Thompson Shore, we know that making the highest quality books requires more than just best technologies. It requires superior customer service, professionalism to the trade, and commitment to environmental and social values. With these standards of excellence in place, you can be sure that we will always help you put your best book forward.
Welcome back to Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Coming up, you'll hear more about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now to get you published. So let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Dr. Judith Briles.
All right, so piracy. We're deep into the heart of piracy. Rhonda just kind of dropped a little tidbit, and I've already been on the website looking it over and thinking this is good to know. And she mentioned a website called Piracy Trace, PiracyTrace.com. They do have a 30-day free trial, as Rhonda mentioned. Also, though, this could be a very, very worthwhile investment. If you just have one book, they will track your book for $1 a month. That's $1 a month. Can you think of, would you be willing to invest $12 a year to maybe take away the unbelievable agony that Rhonda's gone through? Unbelievable hours tracking down this. And who knows how much money she's lost from this, you know, I'd like to say nutsiness, but it's really just, it's theft. It's outright theft. So, and then for $5, it's $4 a month. So piracytrace.com is something you should know about. You want to add on to that, Rhonda?
Yes. Well, taken from their website, just so your audience knows, the Piracy Trace company offers, the Piracy Trace software product that is an automatic platform that searches the entire web looking for copies of your work, and then they will mm-hmm. alert you. So mm-hmm. at least now the main thing that the authors, publishers, your listeners and audience should know is the first step I think you should do on a regular basis is to run Google searches or Bing, and also back it up with a Bing search, because sometimes you'll find different yep. things on Bing than you'll see on Google.
No question about that. I have always found that. You know, it's also people, you know, just as a side note, people always say, because this is in your line, that you make sure that you're on Google alerts. You know, there's another yep. source that I found that was quite good called Talkwalker. Talk Walker. That, and I found that they were actually more responsive and faster in getting stuff to me than Google Alerts. So,
well, that is an excellent idea, because the more the merrier, if you can back it up with more than just Google. Google is very, very good, but that would be great. Now, what you can do is you can put the title of your book, and another suggestion for you is to type something like free downloads after your title. Mm-hmm. And that will help narrow things down, and it might take you right directly to these pirated websites.
Okay, and what was that again?
So you want to put in the name of the title of the book, your author name, perhaps, and free downloads in the Google search.
Okay.
So if you say those words, that should narrow the search down and get you right to these bogus sites, so you'll see what's going on.
Yeah, and by the way, everyone, Rhonda has given a superb example of what we call a long-tail search. So it's your book, and then your name, your title, your name, and then the magic free downloads. And then it just narrows it so quickly. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, take a deep breath. Don't be too shocked. And try to stay calm. That's the key thing, because it's so, you know, if you showed up at your house and all your stuff was taken, you'd be very upset and angry, and you have to really try to stay calm, and again, having that DMCA takedown notice template is beyond helpful, because there are companies out there that will charge a fee to write a proper letter like this for you.
Of course.
Again, now, authors may not have the time to do all this, and that's why Piracy Trace or other things out there could be of help.
Mm-hmm. Now, does Piracy Trace have something where they actually submit the DMZ letter for you if they find something? Or do
they just alert you?
You have to do that.
Okay. They just basically alert you. They're looking for plagiarism. They're looking for places that look suspicious, but it's a good backup. I wouldn't abandon running your own detailed Google searches. Now, this is really shocking, but very recently, in spite of the fact that I've done a year and a half PR blitz on this, got the publicist of the year thing, I saw a website that literally said, it was some blogger, and he said, you know what? I understand that Rhonda Reese's books are offered for free, and I could really recommend that to you. And he's telling his audience to go get my books for free. And some of these websites literally say that they have the author's blessing. So don't be surprised if the bogus ones will say, this is copyrighted material, this is blah, 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 but you know, it's okay for you to still have a free copy. They go that far to claim that they've got the author's permission. So it's becoming very, very difficult.
Wow. Well, what scumbags. I'm just going to put it
exactly.
What scumbags.
And it looks so official. You see, I don't necessarily blame the public. I think the public are victims too, aside from the authors, because it's very hard to understand what is authorized and what is not authorized. And I went to the USC LA Times Festival of Books about a year and a half ago or so, and I was selling my books legitimately at this big, huge festival. Some college student came up to me and said, is there any way to get your book for free? Now, this was before I knew about these pirating sites, and I had no idea what was going on, and I thought that was an odd request, and the guy was searching on his phone to see if I could get my book for free, and he walked away, because I thought to myself, for free? I wonder what this is. But several months later, when I started noticing that my books were popping up on these sites, it just clicked, and I thought, oh my God. So here I am at the festival handing out all this literature on my book and answering questions, and they're taking the information down, searching the web, and probably getting my book for nothing.
Oh my gosh. Well, I, you know, for someone, I've said this many times to our listeners, if I have one addiction, it's called books. I've certainly been gifted books, real books, and I love a real book. But I just would not, my policy is, number one, if I don't buy a book from a bookstore, or if I don't get it on Amazon, or if I don't get it directly from the author, whether I'm going to a tea or a festival, or it's given as a gift to me, that book does not come into my house, period. I mean, you know, as an author myself, I'm very protective. I'm very tuned in to how little royalties authors get when they're with traditional publishing. I mean, I understand this business really intricately, and I want to support authors. And I think that all of us need to really shout out. You know, this is something I think that is actually been silently, I don't know if we should say silently approved of, but, and you're referring to unconscious, but that the only way you can fix something and change it is to bring the awareness level up. And that's, you know, good for, I'm so sorry you've gone through this, but good for you for taking it on. I mean, the old saying, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Oh my God. And when I said that they are messing with the wrong person and that I was going to do a major media campaign, I don't think they believed it, but yeah. It's all over the web now. And
good for you.
Thank you. And just so your audience knows, according to the Association of American Publishers, the publishing industry as a whole has lost $80 to $100 million to online piracy annually. And from 2009 to 2013, the number of ebook internet piracy alerts that the Authors Guild of America has received from their members had increased by over 300%. And during 2014 alone, that number doubled.
Well, and it's only going to get, it's only going to go more. Oh, you
absolutely.
Know, only that.
And
I don't,
that,
you know.
Yeah. You know, it's already 2016, so obviously the numbers are increasing. But it's affecting so many people. And what really broke my heart with all this is there's just so many unsuspecting authors, because authors are busy writing. They're not busy doing being a detective and looking up their book all the time. It's just a fluke that I did what I did, and I just saw this and I thought, uh-oh, you know. But
well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be doing. We're going to take our final break here in a sec, and I want Rhonda to come back. We're going to go through some step by steps what you all should be doing, repeating some of the things we've already done, but step by step what you should be doing. But I can tell you what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to have one of my VAs. I have two of them. One of my VAs, you're going to go and do searches with our keywords with every title we have, and let's find
out
what's out
idea.
There.
Excellent idea.
Oh,
and you know, I wanted to also invite your audience. I would be more than happy to give out my email address and ways to contact me, because I would like to find out what the results are of your searches and if there's other authors that have found that their titles are being compromised. And I would like to put all this together, because I am in touch with these various organizations. I'd like to see
what we can do as a group because this is something.
Yes.
We'll come right back. We'll bring that up again in this last segment. This is Judith Bryles. We're talking about theft of your books and your intellectual property. It's Author You, Your Guide to Book Publishing.
This is Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Bryles. And we'll be right back with more great information right after these.
The book shepherding concept is simple. The publishing world is changing, and so must you. You need an experienced shepherd and a guide to partner with you as you create, strategize, develop, publish, and achieve your publishing goals. You can't do it alone without paying the price. You can spend your money creating a book that turns out to be so-so, or you can create a book that looks and feels classy, builds your brand, and is a financial success, a bestseller. It's your choice. You choose. You need the book shepherd. Publishing is riddled with obstacles, sometimes nightmares for the author. You don't need problems. You want solutions.
Dr. Judith Browse will shepherd you through the maze and the chaos. At times, she's had to step in and rescue a book that has been sabotaged by a publisher or by a publishing service provider or sometimes even the author themselves. Judith Browse is the book shepherd if you want to create a book with no regrets. Give her a call today, 303-885-2207. That's 303-885-2207 or email her at judith@briles.com. By the way, Briles is spelled B-R-I-L-E-S. Follow Judith on Twitter at My Book Shepherd and on Facebook at The Book Shepherd.
One of the most important decisions you will ever make is your choice for printing your book. You are choosing a company which will be responsible for guiding you through the process and printing your book at a level of quality and detail that embraces your personal and creative needs. You want to choose a company that when your book finally arrives, you are delighted and ready to move on to the next level and one that is customer focused. Choose King Printing Company and Addy Books to be that company that brings you to the next level. Go to kingprinting.com or call 978-458-2345 and ask for Tom Campbell.
At Total Printing Systems, customer service is our priority. We are located in Southern Illinois. Our employees have an average of 18 years experience and know that customer relationships are important to our continued success. We have been a short-run book printer for nearly 40 years and always stay at the forefront of technology. Our niche is from 1 to 5,000 copies. Today, we offer digital black and white and four-color high-speed inkjet printing, a cost-effective way to introduce color into your short-run titles. We, of course, offer traditional offset printing as well. Bindery is done in-house, from adhesive case binding to PUR perfect binding to mechanical binding of all types, including side sewing. We provide warehousing, kitting, distribution, inventory management, a new print-on-demand facility, streaming browser-based ebooks, and bookstore. Call us at 1-800-465-5200 for a quote on your next book project. You can also visit our website at www.tps1.com.
Welcome back to Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. If you want to write and publish a book, if you want to be successful as an author, Your Guide to Book Publishing, Everything You Want to Know But Didn't Know What to Ask, is for you. Stay tuned and you'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now to get you published. So let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Dr. Judith Briles.
Oh, this is one of these shows I don't want to come to the end because Rhonda and I are coming up with more and more stuff. But one of the stats that you do need to be aware of, I mean, she's talked about the doubling of the numbers of being reported through the Authors Guild. And the Author Guild really does represent a very minute number of authors. And it certainly doesn't really tap into the vast array of the growing self and independent publishing and author industry. So, you know, you have kind of a maybe a little snapshot. I think the real number that needs to be paid attention to is that from what Bowker reports is there's around 400 to 450,000 ISBNs that are pulled down each year. But here is the real thing, and it's what I refer to as book pollution, is that so many books are pumped out by individuals in the self-publishing arena that have no ISBN on them. The ISBN is like a social security number for a book. If you've got one on it, it's much more of a traceable entity. But maybe Rhonda can tell us, the people who are stealing stuff, do they use the same ISBNs or they throw them out or discard them or throw dummies up or what do they do?
Well, you know, that's a very, very, very good question. And unfortunately, I don't know of the exact answer to tell you. I guess I'd have to go back. It was a little bit of a blur now with some of these websites. I was so concerned about stopping them that I don't know if they did that or not, but they would have a cover of my book. They would, maybe they did something like that. I'm not 100% sure, but there is something very, very important for me to mention, is, you know, why? Why do these pirate sites offer the books for free? What is in it for them? Now, this is a very interesting question, and the simple answer is that oftentimes one of these unscrupulous websites will want to collect data on you, and when you go to download the book, you'll have to provide your personal details. Sometimes you have to give them your credit card information. And I knew one author that tried this, and they offered a free trial, for example, and then they charge a monthly fee. You may be asked to look for at ads or take a survey or download something else. And once you do, they might give you the gift of a computer virus, and they can also engage in IP spoofing, which makes you think you're being directed to one website when you're actually being sent somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And they may use your book or others as a teaser so that you'll pay them to get their products, and then you'll receive your free books. And somebody on the Twitter asked me if I knew 100% if, even though they claim that they're giving away these free copies, if that's really the case. There's no way for me to actually know unless somebody tries it out. But I've had some people test it and see what happens, and they didn't want to get a virus or give out credit card details.
Exactly.
So it gets kind of sticky. I'm a little concerned if your audience wants to like try them out. I don't want to cause problems.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I would suspect the people at Piracy Trace might have a better idea of exactly what's going on, but I do know that it's data gathering, and it could just simply be to get your email to then start bombarding you with unbelievable solicitations. And of course, you know, when you said they could give you a gift of a virus, which is absolutely true. I mean, you may be so redirected. You may be all of a sudden getting things from pornography. You name it. Anything is possible as it dominoes forward.
So it's not only the author and the publisher that's vulnerable. It's also the public that thinks that it's an authorized site, thinks that the author's given the blessing, thinks it's okay, maybe it's an educator or somebody, and then they get into all these other problems. So we're all victimized by this. And
absolutely.
One very, very interesting tidbit that I recently found out about what happens is YouTube sometimes displays ads for pirated books. Now, I never knew that, and so if you find out that you watch a YouTube thing and you see your book up there, what you can do is there's a copyright infringement thing. You can search the YouTube page and write them your own notice immediately without a formal takedown notice, just in your own words saying, I'm the author of this book, and I never authorized this, and this is against my permission, and, you know, informally. And from what I understand, YouTube is very good about taking those things down right away. So that's
which also could be good, because since Google owns YouTube, it might kind of filter back. Hopefully they're talking, you know, they're talking to each other.
Exactly. But, you know, this is how far-reaching this is.
Oh, it's cancerous. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. But also, as you have indicated, that you could feel like you're losing your marbles trying to track down all this stuff. So let's jump into some steps that people should be doing.
Yes, I meant to. I got off on another thing.
In our last few minutes, to kind of get them going on what they should do. So the very first thing is that we want everyone to do a Google and a Bing, both use both these primary search engines, and do a search with the title of each one of their books, and of course their name as the author, as it appears, and then you want to use the magic words free download.
Right.
So you narrow it down and just see what lovely things might pop up.
Exactly. Okay. And you know, you said something at the very, 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 very beginning introduction that there are bookstores or sellers that most of these authors have never heard of, and they have a copy of your book. I've seen something that says A Books and other names. I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but that's a little bit different. I guess they're selling the books, but it seems I don't know exactly where the lines blur there, but that might be slightly different than the overseas companies that I'm talking about.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm saying that a lot of times authors will say, who are these people on my Amazon page that are reselling my book? I have no idea. Well, let's go in and find out who they are, check them out, do the who is, as Rhonda suggested. And if you find out that you may have a whack-a-mole situation, you know what? I would contact, you can do the piracy trace, which I'm going to, that would be on one of my steps. And I'm going to be a subscriber. I'm telling everyone I'm going to be a subscriber here. And I would be contacting Amazon. If you are suspicious, you turn it over to Amazon, because they do go after this kind of stuff.
Yes. And, here's the situation. I was wondering the same thing myself. I think every author has seen that happen, but I am not 100% clear if they don't just buy the book from Amazon and then resell it. I'm not sure what is going on with some of these.
It does happen. Yeah, they do happen. And they can come down, and they can pick it up. And by the way, some of these people are bloggers, by the way. Some of these people have picked them up in reviews. I mean, it is amazing where these things come from.
Where they come. Well, and I had, by the way, my book had won some industry awards, and what I had to do is I had to furnish these competitions with copies of my book, and they said when the competition was over with, they would be donating them to libraries, which is great. But the bottom line is, with all these books I sent out for a review or for this or for that, you just never know where they're going to end up.
Well, they can, and also libraries do a dump every year of their books. I mean, let me tell you, once they go, they go. All right, so Rhonda, we've got less than 2 minutes.
You want to run the Google search. Once you run the Google search, then you want to click on the website that's offering your book. You want to do the who is search, and you want to try to find out who the web hosting company is, if you can, because that is the group or the where you send the DMCA takedown notice. You want to go to ipwatchdog.com for a free sample DMCA takedown notice. Insert your own information where appropriate, and then send it out to them. And then within 24 hours, by law, they must notify these culprits and get that stuff removed. Now, once it's removed, you can run another Google search, and what will happen is, on your Google search, at the bottom of the page, it'll usually say something about DMCA takedown notice, this some information has been omitted or something like that. So you can really see that your thing has definitely been taken down, and you'll usually get an email back from the web hosting company or whoever saying, we've taken down your information. So that at least happened in my case.
Great. All right, so pant, everyone. And then also pay attention, on our step is the piracy trace would be on my list to engage. I don't know, I'm sure there's other competitors out there, but the price is very reasonable, and I'm certainly going to do a follow-up with them.
And I'd love to give out my email address.
Yes, please do, very quickly.
It's
very quickly.
Info at Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Reese, R-E-E-S, like Sam, PR.com. Info at Rhonda Reese, PR.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Rhonda.
Thank you very much.
Great. This is a show that I would suggest you all re-listen to again, and I certainly will be recommending it. Have a great day. Have wonderful writing, publishing. See you next week.
Thank you for being a part of Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Briles.